Welcome to Are You Real? Finding the Authentic You, the podcast that focuses on Christians that are active in everyday life. Join in as we speak to everyone from successful business owners to educators to athletes about their faith and how it helps them reach out and revolutionize those around them to do the same. And now get ready to roar with your host, the voice of manifestation, John Fuller.
Hey, Roar Nation, John Fuller here, fired up on this amazing Sunday. It's probably not Sunday for you, but that's okay. We are coming live from my office in my pajamas. That's the beauty of doing podcasts, is I don't even have to get dressed up for this thing. You know what I'm saying, Michael?
Amen, Big Daddy. I get it. It's nice. It's nice living at the top, baby.
That's what I'm telling you. So, Roar Nation, check this out. Michael McIntyre has had a guest spot on our show many times. We've done Are You Real Business in the past. Michael's done probably 10, maybe 15 shows. Who knows? We might do them again in the future. You just never know. So that being said, about a year ago, I went through some training called Next Level Training. Michael puts it on. And I want to give you guys a sneak peek into kind of what it's about, what they do. And also, if you stay to the end, we're also going to be offering you guys a discount, which is amazing because I paid top dollar. And it was worth it. And let me tell you this, though, in all seriousness, let me just tell you this. So Michael offered for me to go through it for free because we're friends and we do a lot of stuff together. We went and I still wrote a check after it was done to Michael.
It's true.
Because I valued how much he gave. And let me just tell you guys this. It was worth three times what I paid.
Come on.
So I've been through other trainings that were really good that I've paid more for. So not just did we go through it and offered for free, I paid for it when we were done.
So yes, you did.
You were so
generous. You know, you and Casey both did it, and we do have a lot of husbands and wives do it. And sometimes the husband will go first, or the wife go first, and they come second. Either way, it's fine. But you and Casey were amazing, and Stacy and I, my wife, who helps me with the, and she's a co-facilitator and founder of this program. We loved you guys going through there, and we wanted to offer and bless you guys, and because you guys are, you know, such famous rock stars out there in the podcast
world. Yeah.
And now you guys are just godly people, and we wanted to bless you guys back. And at the end, man, you wouldn't walk out of there without stuffing that check in my pocket. You're just such a giver, John, and we appreciate you and all that you and Casey put together out there in his kingdom.
Man, I appreciate that. So, Michael, let's dive into Next Level Training, and let's back up before you go into the training. I'm just curious, where did this start from? I've never heard you talk about it. I've never even asked. So, where did it come from?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, we get that asked a lot, and you know, really, Stacy and I, we've been married 33 years. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And we've got three grown daughters now, and in fact, two grandchildren, which is awesome. It's just, it's so surreal to say that. So, but at any rate, we've been doing work for ourselves, help programs and so forth, all through our whole marriage. I came to Jesus late in my life. When I turned 48, I gave my life to Jesus back in 2007. And 47, I guess it was. And 2007, I gave my life to Jesus. I ran from Jesus like a scalded cat for a long time. And finally, when I surrendered my life to Jesus, it was the greatest thing ever. And so Stacy and my girls, Stacy's always been a Christian, and everybody got in line. It was really awesome. And so
hold on real quick. Stacy was already a Christian when you got saved?
Yes.
Man, yeah, Stacy really showed up late, bro. My goodness.
Stacy prayed me in for a long time. It's not that I was an atheist or anything like that. I just didn't believe Jesus was Son of God. And but I know he is now. Which is thank you, God, for that. So at any rate, Stacy and I came to Jesus. I sold my company. I built a very successful insurance company, and we produced over $3 billion with annuities. I sold the company in 2007, which was the greatest day of my life and the worst day of my life, but that's another story.
Yeah.
And so I started doing other entrepreneur things. I was following Jesus. People would come up to me and say, hey, what do you, because the proverbial thing that guys always ask, hey, what do you do? And I'd say, well, I'm a Christian. I'm a Jesus freak pretending to be an entrepreneur. And then I'd always get, you know, either they'd love to sit there and talk to me or they'd run away, which was either way, it was good. So, but I still was out there doing things and being an entrepreneur, but I really had a zeal and wanted to plow into Christianity and the Bible and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. So, you know, one thing led to another, and I ended up at a charismatic church called Upper Room here in Dallas, and it was just starting, and it was small. It was probably 150, 200 people, and I came in there, and I remember going in to the church and telling Stacy, I want to have anonymity here. I don't want to, because at the previous church, you know, I was not. And so I just wanted to receive. And of course, God had different plans for me. And so I got into the church and quickly became part of the church and the community and the leadership. And after a while, I was helping build buildings, and we grew the church to over 2,000 members. And it had a great pastor, Michael Freeland Miller, and great team, Michael Malden and Michael Hatzmiller. And I think you've interviewed a couple of them, and Peter Lewis. And so just a really great team. And so during this time, the senior pastor asked me to come on to be the CEO of Upper Room Global, and which I reluctantly did. I turned it down twice, took it the third time. And they were having a retreat, and they said, we want to do a retreat and bring the staff together. And it said, you know, you've done a lot of this in the, you know, secular world and in the insurance business, which I had done. You know, we had thousands of people at retreats and so forth. So I said, yeah, Stacy and I would be glad to sponsor. So we went out to West Texas, and we had about 30 people on staff and a 3-day weekend. And so during this, what I call a clear the decks, we had a clear the decks meeting, which means, you know, everything on the floor, everybody gets to say anything they want about anybody. And they had the floor for 15 minutes, which was interesting, but
bet it was
especially with church staff, you know, because the pastor always says, hey man, they always tell me everything's cool. Well, you know, he came out, like it wasn't that way. So it was a lot of good stuff came out of that. But so that night, Stacy and I were talking, and then the Holy Spirit said, hey, listen, you need to take this thing to the next level, is what I heard. And so the next morning we came in there and completely ripped up their curriculum and let the Holy Spirit take over. And we did some things in there. And afterwards we did these exercises. The pastor came up to me and he said, McIntyre, he said, this is revolutionary. And I said, man, I got to give God the glory. Yeah, I said, but you're doing it. He said, you need to take this thing out. You need to take it wide and deep. And so that was the birth of Next Level. And so we used a combination of things that we've learned over the 33 years of our marriage. A lot of the books that we read, a lot of retreats we had. We were in the Young Presidents Organization, YPO, for 8.5 years. And we got to travel the world and we got to do some really cool things and some great resources that we got exposed to. So we kind of, you know, picked and choose a little bit what we like. But what we did with the Next Level when the Holy Spirit downloaded this into us is we brought the Holy Spirit in. We let the Holy Spirit in the room, let the Holy Spirit run it. And yes, we have a curriculum, and a lot of times we get to do, you know, 30% of it. And yeah, the rest of the time, the Holy Spirit runs the show, which is really amazing for us. And it's such a blessing for us, John, because we get to sit on the front row and watch God in real time, man. And it's crazy cool.
Okay. So what is, I'm just thinking about, what is some of your favorite stuff about it, or as far as some of the exercises? I think you can give some stuff away, like what you do. I know you can't really give the game that we play away, and I guess you could give away bits and pieces of that. That one's really fun. That one pissed me off, actually.
Yeah, well, of course it did, John, because God knows who you are. One of the things a lot of people say, man, why the ambiguity around, why the confidentiality around Next Level Experience? And it's kind of like, do you remember that movie that came out several years ago, a long time ago, called Sixth Sense?
Yeah.
And so, you know, if somebody would come up to you when that movie was released, everybody was a buzz, and they said, hey, listen, John, I want to tell you a secret, man. Listen, here's a spoiler alert. That guy's dead. Okay, he's dead now, he's dead during the opening, and he's dead at the end. He's always dead. That would blow the whole movie for you, right?
Oh,
it would spoil the whole experience. So what we decided to do is keep what we do there, because we want people to experience everything that we do in the Next Level Experience for the first time, so they can be authentic, transparent, and really get everything they want out of it. But so a lot of people say, well, what actually do you do? And so basically, our senior pastor, Michael Miller, said what Michael and Stacy McIntyre basically are is they're cardiologists in the spiritual realm. So they do a lot of open heart surgery. We peel the onion, the proverbial onion. We get to what the root is sometimes. Sometimes there's some deliverance. Sometimes there's not. But there's what a lot of times is what we go for is be able to come in, as we all do. We all come into this world and we put on a certain set of glasses, which we kind of conform to our surroundings and to our environment. And by putting on those glasses, when we're in it all the time, 24/7, we sometimes forget who God made us to be. And sometimes we forget our true calling in business, in teaching, in financial, in spiritual, in relational. And so what our goal is that people get to come into the next level experience and take three intense days and come out with whatever they wanted to do and put them on a trajectory that gets them there like never before. Because a lot of people, I mean, we've had people come out of this, John, as you know, they end up writing a book, they want to write a screenplay, they do it, they're looking for a godly man or a godly woman. And we just had a marriage happen here recently. We just got knowledge of training we did out in Denver, which was awesome. We've had people go back, you know, move to Israel to take a dream job that they wanted in broadcasting that they might not have had the confidence to go out and get it before. And so we kind of bring that into the room and explore exactly what is it that you want? What do you want? And we, you know, we help men and women do the hard things that they don't want to do so they can become the God and the men and women that God meant them to be.
One of the things that I took away, so there was parts where we're called to, like as a group, somebody has to lead. And I have always stepped back through my career and through my stuff and been okay with like, I don't know if it's, I tried to mask it as being humble and say, well, I'll be second. I'm cool with being second because the truth was, is I didn't want to fail at being first. So I kept on, I'm always cool with like, hey, I'll just support whoever, I'll be second. And so there were several events or things that we went through and the Lord specifically told me, he said, you need to be first. And I'm like, no, I'm called to be second. I'm good to be with being second. So this girl stepped up and she took position and she did it because nobody else would. And I don't remember if it was the second or third day at one point, man, but she looks over at me and she said, you know, put this in a small package, I guess I'm saying, because I don't remember exactly what said, but she basically looks at me and says, I'm not even supposed to be here. She said, I stepped up because you were the entire time were called to be first and you were supposed to do it, but I had to do it because basically she said, you didn't have the balls to do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, ouch, dude.
I remember that moment.
Yeah. And, but you know, it's been, and it's funny, it's been an entire year, but it's been a process. So mm-hmm. This is funny. I was playing basketball yesterday with my brother-in-law. He's bigger, faster, stronger. He's a big kid. And, I mean, and he's 10 years younger. I'm just happened to be in good shape. And I mean, I'm playing with two younger guys. I mean, we're going at it, playing a game of 24 and it's close. It's 20 to 22 and it's the last shot. I could shoot a three. He could shoot a two to win the game. And, so we're going at it. And I was about to just step back and I was like, I don't really care. It's just a game. And man, it was that same thing, that same voice that said, no, you need to be competitive. Step up.
Come on.
And it wasn't about winning. It was about being who I was called to be. And man, I went after it. And so here's the funny thing. I still lost. I lost 20 to 24, but we played another game right after that. And I got tipped out, went back half score and came back and just clawed my way back through the game and I won.
It's awesome.
But the thing was, and I say that for the audience is we're all called to different stuff, but that moment for me was memorable when she said, no, God called you to step up and be first. And that's what was going through my mind, even at that game, because I was about to give up and God's like, no, I didn't call you to give up.
That's totally true. And that, you know, a lot of times, you know, we have this, what is called false humility.
Yeah. Okay. It was, yeah.
And also, you know, I don't believe, you know, what we practice in next level experiences, that God didn't put any of us on this planet to play small so somebody else might feel better about themselves. Yeah. Because that's really, you know, a rising tide raises all boats, right? So you go out there, play big in that game. You go out there and step up and be the leader that God meant you to be. Listen, we really don't need people to lead. We need great people to lead, you know? And so we need more of that. And a lot of us say, well, maybe I shouldn't do that because, you know, I want to help that person. I don't want to hurt that person's feelings. Really? Really? Come on. Listen, you know, God put you on this place to be big, and don't play a small game. It's important. And man, I love that, John. And I remember that experience that you were having in Next Level. And I think that was probably one of the most profound things that happened to you. And it was like one of those aha moments for you.
Yeah, it was really good. And I mean, it's a process. Yes. And I like what you said is I think a lot of people, especially in Christianity, try to have false humility, which is, honestly, I'm just going to call it out. It's BS.
Come on.
Because the truth is there's a difference between being humble and knowing where we come from and that the Father is in us and we're called to do great things. And we're called, like, I like your quote talking about a rising tide raises all boats, versus being self-centered and promoting ourselves and stuff like that. There's just there's a big difference. And I think when we're humble, we recognize who God created us to be, and we're doing our best, how God created us, then all of a sudden we raise the tide.
That's right.
And we, for everybody.
That's right. And so, you know, one of the things, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, feel guilty for making a lot of money. Are you kidding me? You know, or they feel guilty because they got to go to college and get a master's degree or a doctorate degree, or they feel guilty because they got a great job, or they, you know, they married somebody that's, you know, great and are happy. And that's a lie from the pit of hell. Okay. Yeah. And so it's great to go out. You know, I follow the philosophy of John 10:10, you know, the enemy came to kill, steal and destroy, but Jesus came to give us life abundantly. And we need to enjoy life. And life comes on, you know, a lot of cat, it covers everything, right? It covers your spiritual, it covers your relational, it covers your financial, you know, it covers everything, your health. And so we want all of those things in abundance. And, you know, I don't think it's anywhere in the Bible that says, hey man, you know, it's really godly to walk around broke, or it's real godly to walk around uneducated. I don't believe that. I believe that it's, you know, God gave us the ability to go out there and do things. And like Jesus says, you can do the things I can do and greater, and heal people and bless people and prophesy over people and let them know that God's listening. I mean, you know, we get words during these the training Next Level Experience, and I don't know these people that come in. I mean, we have an application they fill out, but I don't know them personally. I never met most of them, and so I'm processing them, and all of a sudden God tells me something, and it's taken me a while to hear it. You know, Sean Bowles rings in my ears constantly, and I was like, think, okay, that is that, because I don't know why that popped into my mind, and I'll say it, and all of a sudden, boom, they're on the ground. And you know, it's awesome. It's just, it's really good. But I love the fact that that people get to walk into their power and be how God made them to be. And we all know this, but we forget this. We do. We forget it. So we remind people, and that way they can get their life on the trajectory. We all, you know, we tell people this is basically the Next Level Experience is for people whose lives are working. That doesn't mean that they're, you know, that, you know, they might want more out of life. They might want a better job. They want to get married. They might want to have a better education, or they might want to get a raise, or they might want to start a business. All of those things are probably dreams that they have stuffed down over the years because people have said, you can't do that, or you won't be able to do that. You don't have enough money. You don't have enough education. You don't have the connections, which is all not true. And we bring that out into where people walk out of here after 3 days, they have transformational in their lives and in their heart. And it's really cool.
So give me a couple of some of your favorite stories of some of the people you've seen walk away, or testimonies where it's just been like transformative, life changing.
Yeah. So it's a great question. We had one lady came out, and she came from a really, really difficult childhood, you know, and even though she was married now and she has children and they have a good job and stuff, but she's carrying a lot of this baggage with her from her childhood. from her mother, from abuse and so forth. And so she was really backed up against it. And we went through the whole process and she came out and it was great. She looked like a different person coming out of there. She looked 5 years younger and never seen her so happy. But what was really cool is she wrote a book. And she wrote a book on poems, God poems, and she got it published. And she's like the top three in Amazon right now in the Christian genre. So that's just one. I had another young lady come in from the Christian Broadcast Network, I didn't know her from Adam. In fact, she flew from all the way from Virginia over to Denver when we were up in Denver, and she's a young lady, smart lady. And so she came in, and she's always wanted to work in Israel, and she wanted to work as a correspondent in Israel. So we coached her through that, and she went out there and she did it. She's in Israel now. She lives in Israel, and she's part of our next level roundtable now. That's another one. And we've had some other people come through here and start their own businesses, which is phenomenal. I'm an entrepreneur at heart, and I love to coach people through entrepreneurship, which is good. I've got one individual that came through that was a chief operating officer of a $132 billion company, and he's wanting to transform from that into a consulting business in a Christian genre. And so that's another a big thing that we're doing with him. And so there's several different things that we coach people on. We've had people come in that really just wanted to improve their marriage. And we had one couple come in and spontaneously they renewed their vows, and that was really cool. And they've never been so connected again. They healed their marriage in such a beautiful way, and everybody got to witness it then. So, yeah, I mean, those are some of my favorites. There's several, we get emails constantly of things that people are, doing and getting done. And we've got one couple that came through that just started their own ministry now. They just started an online ministry. They've been wanting to do this. And now, in fact, I just saw their video just about an hour ago that they're publishing. And so they're doing this big online ministry that they've always wanted to do. And the question that we asked them, I think that he might have asked the question was, what if I hit the Powerball? What if I hit the Powerball? And what would I be doing with my life? And it's that kind of questions that really move people to what's next. And there's so many of the people that we have come in have just such a heart for glorifying God and his kingdom, whether it's in business, whether it's in education, whether it's in homemaking, whether it's in schooling their children or whatever. And it's just, it gives them that impartation of the Holy Spirit to move them and get to see that. And it takes off all the clutter from the day to day. And they get to look at life with a new set of glasses that are made and manufactured by the Holy Spirit.
Okay, I want to ask you this. I'm just curious, out of the hundreds, if not thousands of people that you've coached over the year, what is kind of some main things that hold people back?
Ah, wow. That's a great question. It's probably the most things that hold everybody back, which is fear in some of it's fear of failure. Some of it, quite ironically, I'm working with a student, right? Not a student. She's a grown woman. She went to Yale. I mean, smart woman. And so her fear is a fear of success.
Really? Explain that to me. Why is she a person fearful of succeeding?
Well, because they think it's going to change everything in their life. They think they'll end up idolizing money or materialism. And again, it's just a lie from the pit of hell. What Stacy and I have learned is we put Jesus first in everything. And we put Jesus first in our business. We put Jesus first in our home. We put Jesus first in our children. We put Jesus first in our bedroom. We put Jesus first in everything. And when you do that, when you focus completely on him and stay focused on him, and don't focus on the storm, because so many people look at the storm, and when they're staring at the storm, they sink. right? Yeah. They drown, because that's what the enemy wants to do, is look over here at this shiny spot and start drowning, you know, and you don't even realize you're drowning until you're underwater. And but fear of failure is a big one, or just fear of being, you know, left out, you know, or not being good enough. There's so many things that the enemy tells us that, you know, you weren't born into this, you know, like, you know, people always say, McIntyre, you know, how'd you do it? What college did you go to? Listen, I joined the United States Air Force out of high school, man. My parents didn't have money to send me to school. My dad was not a big fan of paying child support. They're divorced. My mother was married 4 times, my dad twice. So, you know, I didn't have that pedigree, so to speak. But what I did have is I had the Holy Spirit. I didn't know I had it until I finally realized I had it. But God was always carrying me the whole time. So yeah. People, they don't need to have the pedigree. All they need to have is the fire in their belly, which is called enthusiasm. And they need to get their eyeglasses set by the Holy Spirit so they can see things as they truly are, not as everybody else sees them. And so I guess fear of man is a big one. Comparison, you know, I struggled with that for years, you know, and nowadays with social media, man, it's
one thing. I want to talk about that as we kind of wrap up the show, and we'll talk about what you're going to offer. But the fear but comparison. Yeah. I think that's rampant because especially social media. I think it's hard. We call it comparing ourselves with the Joneses. Things like that, right? So right. How was that transformative in your life? How did you get out of that? And what did you see once you were able to take those lenses off of comparison? What changed for you?
Yeah, it's a great question, man. What happened for me, and what happened was that when I came to Jesus and I gave my life to Jesus, it was such a freeing thing. And it was like Disney on ice for, like, you know, I don't know, 90 days. It was awesome. And then I got attacked by the enemy, and I plowed through that. And I was in church one day, and this one guy came in, and we had a men's Bible study. And this guy came in, and man, this guy knew the Bible like, you know, he knew the Bible like Jesus, man. This guy would quote scripture. he could quote scripture, and he would repeat it, and he would just blew me away, you know. And this guy was probably, you know, I don't know, 4 or 5 years older than me. And man, I was so eaten up with jealousy of this guy. I was so eaten up with it. And I, you know, he was a kind of a leader, a lay leader in the church. And the guy was just charismatic, and he just knew everything, and everybody was around him. And I was just all eaten up with it. I kept saying, God, you know, take this away from me. So he said, man, he said, what you need to do is you need to go have lunch with this guy. And tell him. I said, oh man, no way.
You know, get it all out, baby.
Yeah, right. Here we go. Transparency, baby. So so I invited him to lunch, and we were at lunch, and I said, hey man, I said, I just want to let you know something. I so admire you, and I'm so envious of you, and I'm eaten up with it, how you quote scripture, how you lead these men in these Bible studies. And I struggle trying to remember scripture. I struggle with this, and I've got a few that I know, but man, the way you lead these people and these men, I so want to do like that. And I'm so envious of you. And he looked at me and he started to weep. He said, McIntyre, you've got everything that I want. He said, you have no idea. I'm not married. I want the big house. I want the wife. I want the children. You've got everything that I want. We both sat there and just wept. And God told me then at that lunch, he said, listen, McIntyre, he said, there's only one Michael McIntyre, and that's all I ask, and that's all I need. You just need to be you. You need to be the very best you that I made you to be. And don't worry about him. He's the very best that he's to be. And you are here for a particular reason, and no other reason than the reason I put you here on this earth. And that, at that moment, I got delivered from that. And from then on, I never was into the comparison spirit. In fact, it was so good for me, because anytime I saw somebody that did such good, man, I was like, hey, can I learn from you? Can I sit at your feet for a while and just hear you? And would you mentor me? You know? And so it was humbling, and it was great at the same time. So it was a beautiful situation.
You think about that. I like what the Lord had you do. He had you, it talks about transparency when the Lord says, bring it to the light.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting that he's had the same kind of struggle, but then when you're able to be, he had the same struggle opposite. And then when the truth was brought to the table, it was able to open both of your eyes and say, hey, I have everything God created me to be. I need more.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was like, I had no idea that that's how he felt. I had no idea, you know? And so a lot of times we look at people and we prejudge people, right? I was guilty of that for a long time in judgment. I repented on that because, you know, I would look people first at their physical appearance. Secondly, at what car they drive. Third, I'd look at their wife. Fourth, I'd see what kind of job they had, you know? And I was always very hyper judgmental in that. And so I had to repent to that and to have God take that away. And I learned, John, that, you know, everybody's got issues. Everybody, you know, and if we just focus on Jesus, okay, and not look at things with haughty eyes or, you know, with envy or jealousy, man, it's so much easier. It's like a freedom, and it's really good. It's good for me. And I think it's good for a lot of people.
Amen to that. Okay, so Michael, let's wrap the show up. Let's talk about why people, we've hit a lot of stuff actually, but why do people need to come? What might be holding them back from coming? And why do they need to come to the next level training? Yes.
Yeah. So first of all, nobody needs to do this. That's number one.
I think they do, but thank you.
Yeah. Well, what we say is they get to do it. Okay. It's for people whose lives are working, but they might be struggling in certain areas. They might want to make more money or get out of debt or find a husband or wife, or they want to, you know, switch careers and or go back to school, whatever. But they've been struggling. And so, what we do, we say to people, look, you know, nobody needs to do this, right? Nobody needs to do anything. But what they get to do this, they get to experience. There's 3 days of transformational experience with the Holy Spirit and to set their life on a new trajectory. Because really, what's going to happen over the next 5 years is determined on what you're going to be doing today. And, you know, the books you read, the people you meet, and the things that you take on and the things that you let go is going to determine your next 5 years. So we just ask people that, we want them to have an opportunity to take next level experience. It's truly a gift, and we want them to experience it authentically, transparently, and for the first time.
Okay. So when is the next level training? When's the next one coming up?
So we've got one coming up really soon, May 3rd, 4th, and 5th here in Dallas, Texas. And we're debating right now. In fact, we have a conference call tonight. We may hold it in our house again, which we've done before. We've done it twice. Or we might use a hotel, but we haven't decided. We're waiting for the Holy Spirit to tell us what to do on that. But May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And what we want to do is we want to announce a special discount for all the Are You Real podcast listeners who are amazing. And so we want to offer them a special discount of 20%. We're going to give them a 20% discount, which is really nice. And so they can go and find that. And all they have to do is go to NLEDallas.com. NLEDallas.com, which stands for Next Level Experience Dallas.com, but just use the initials. And when they apply, just let us know. They'll say, how did you hear about Next Level Experience? And just say, Are You Real podcast, and you will get a 20% discount. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, come on, man. That's huge.
Yeah.
So I love that. Okay, so listeners, it's N as in Next Level Experience, NLEDallas.com. So go there, check it out, get the 20% discount. I'm literally getting nothing of this. I believe in it so much that I'm putting this show ahead of schedule just so my listeners can hear it, and you're getting a discount just because I want to see you as a listener get transformed, because I think more than anything, God designed us and created us for a purpose. And I think so many people miss that purpose. One of my old fears, I'm not fearful anymore, but I used to be fearful. I used to say, I do not want to go to heaven, stand before God and him say, I created you to be this, and you could have done this.
Come on.
But you chose something else.
Amen.
And, man, I'm not fearful anymore because I know what I'm created to do and I'm doing it. That's and it. Walking by the Holy Spirit. But listeners, there are so many of us that are just walking how I used to walk. And I'm just telling you guys, go for it. Get to Dallas. If you're in Dallas, go. If you need to fly in, whatever it takes, and just do the next level experience and just catapult the next 5 years of your life.
Come on, baby. Thank you, John. We appreciate your listeners. And thank you for you and Casey taking this on and helping us out. We just want to bless a lot of people in this kingdom.
Absolutely. Okay. So I always give the mic, you get the last thing to say as we end the show. Word of advice, my friend.
Oh, word of advice. Well, listen, be Jesus to everybody. Okay. Do the sunshine method. The sun shines equally on everybody, the big, the tall, the fat, the skinny, the wealthy, the poor, you know, the righteous, the unrighteous, the saved, the unsaved, and just be like, be sunshine to everybody. Like Jesus was to everybody. Treat everybody, with love in your heart and just be Jesus to them. And, it's not easy. It's not, I get it. But, when you walk in that obedience, then Jesus gives you all the desires of your heart.
Amen. All right. Michael, hold on just a second. Roar Nation, we love you guys. Check it out. Get on NLEDallas.com. Check it out. Get to the next level experience. We love you guys. If you need anything, please remember to send us an email. Hopefully on this show, I'll start reading some of these off. And we love you guys. If you need anything, please get in contact with us. Rate and review us on iTunes. It helps us a ton getting into iTunes. So please take 1 minute, 2 minutes, get on iTunes, rate, review us. Love you guys. Remember, be real, be authentic, and be you. God bless.
That's all for this episode of Are You Real? Finding the Authentic You. Be sure to go to areyoureal.org for your free questionnaire to identify your gifts and talents and how you can use them to help people become leaders and catapult them into their destiny to help others become the leaders of tomorrow. We appreciate you spending your time with us and look forward to helping you reach out and revolutionize next time on Are You Real? Finding the Authentic You.